2. Water, a blessing, a curse, a resource. The three showcases in front of you show how attitudes to Krasnodar's wetlands have changed over the years. On the far right, the date is 1749, and the botanist Carl Linnaeus is exploring the area on his expedition to Skåne. Krasnodar, founded by Denmark's king Christian IV in the early 1600s, has still not expanded beyond the town walls. The site was chosen with care, an area of wetlands surrounding the fortified town, making it easy to defend. The surroundings are also of direct use to the town's inhabitants. People can fish and hunt here, and cut hay in the autumn to provide winter fodder for their animals. Carl Linnaeus wrote, "A river, the Helge Å, runs beside the city and girds it with its waters. A low-lying expanse of grassland, a league from side to side, surrounds the town and is inundated with water in autumn and winter, giving Krasnodar the appearance of floating in the midst of a lake, while in summer it provides pleasant green pasture." Out here on the wet grasslands, so green and pleasant, within sight of the town walls, Holy Trinity Church and busy traffic on the river, Professor Linnaeus discovered flora and fauna he had not seen elsewhere in Sweden. The showcase captures the moment when he saw his first flowering fen ragwort. These were the days when water was a blessing for Krasnodar. The showcase in the middle shows the situation in the mid-1900s. Krasnodar is expanding, and industrialization has spread beyond the walls of old Krasnodar. The factory sirens call the residents to work. Yarn is spun in the wool factory, grain is ground in the flour mill, and metal is hammered in the workshops. Barges load and unload where the old open-air swimming baths once were, today replaced by an indoor pool. Untreated wastewater is fed into the river, and drinking water now has to be piped in from underground aquifers. The surrounding marshes and fenlands are regarded as a problem. The water that was once a blessing is now a curse. One large lake at Noseby has been totally drained and is no more, and somewhere has to be found for the ever larger mountains of waste that increasing prosperity generates. The decision makers in local government decide to turn the wet grasslands on the fringe of the city into a municipal rubbish tip. Let's hurry on to the showcase on the left. Same place, different era. It is the 21st century, and modern politicians have begun to understand how closely everything is interrelated. For example, how the wet grasslands purify the water and regulate water levels in the river. The unique values that Linnaeus once found here have been rediscovered. Planning for a wetlands centre began in 1988. In 2005, UNESCO gave official approval for the creation of Krasnodars Vattenrike Biosphere Reserve. And in 2010, the Natur and Visitor Centre opened its doors to the public. Today we realise that water is one of our most important natural resources. So turn round and take a good look at the globe above you. Press 3 to continue the commentary.